Welcome to MGP 520. I'm Kev, and with me this week we have Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
I said I wasn't going to do the boys and girls bit anymore, didn't I? But I can't remember what I was changing it to. So I guess we're going back to boys and girls, and we're staying with that forever now. Let's face it, without our resident social justice warrior here, I can go back to the old way. that's what it actually is. He's off throwing paint at someone's birthday party, presumably this week, or whatever he does in his free time these days.
Is that what he's doing?
I imagine so. I don't actually know why he's not here. He sent a message.
I don't know.
This is official staff meeting. We'll record it rather than taking minutes. The three of us are present. He sent a message yesterday saying, "Remember, I'm not on next week." Did anyone else check if he'd ever told us before? I think he's just figured out if he says the day before, "Remember, I'm not on," that's just a cover all, gets out of it, doesn't have to tell us why. Because none of us remember that he's not on, and none of us were checking. No one knows where he is. Does anyone know where he is?
I'm asking him.
No, don't ask him.
Don't ask him, no. We just rather speculate.
Yeah, he's doing some kind of social justice warrior thing, I imagine.
Yeah, he's on a... Just a he's got, he's
chained,
him,
yeah, he's
like
chained
that,
himself
yeah.
to a tree and, I don't know, holding a placard with something spelt wrong on it. I genuinely don't know how he spends his free time now, but I imagine it's something along those lines. But yeah, I've got no idea where he is. I know me and him are not here next week because we're at Pokemon Go Fest in London. Unless that's this week and I'm supposed to be there. I haven't seen any mention of it on Twitter. If that's happening right now, I'm supposed to be with him, and he's not chained to a tree yet. He will be before the night is over. But yeah, that's that. So he's somehow managed to arrange himself 2 weeks off. What a rascal! What a liberty! Goodness me, you don't see me having all this time off.
Yeah, seems odd.
It's disgraceful. Odd. Have you had a reply from him, Anna, or is he properly skiving?
I'm not.
I mean, we know full well he's perennially on the internet. So if he would reply instantly unless he's got something to hide. So I think we can only assume he's got something to hide.
He was lurking in Discord. I saw he was on mobile Discord before looking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perched over there.
It wouldn't at all surprise me to have him pop in the call just to hear what we're saying and then pop out again without saying anything if he's not got a microphone with him. That's the sort of thing that you could expect from him. But yeah, as you may have gathered, boys and girls, no sheepdog this week. You're welcome.
I mean,
Pappy.
He could be drowning his sorrows after his triumphant PlayStation purchases. suddenly see all the prices crash.
That's why he's not here, because he doesn't want us to laugh at him.
Yes.
Because he finally... I mean, how long has the PS5 been out now?
3 years.
3 years. Bearing in mind, host of a very successful, roaringly successful video games podcast, kind of does need to be up to date with video games and that kind of thing. The rest of us all got them at launch, multiple in our case. You know, we've got loads of these things lying around.
Two as well.
Yeah, so we've between the three of us, we've got five.
Yes.
But he held off for 3 years, finally bought one, and oh my word, it was the waffle that you got on the podcast about him buying one was just the tip of the iceberg. Just imagine what we had to go through while he was agonizing over his buying decision. But he finally took the plunge and bought himself a PS5. And what happened next, Pabby?
I don't know what has happened, but suddenly they're at least £85 cheaper right now. And I don't know whether it's just a limited time thing. But it was initially one store was doing it, and then Amazon matched it, and then pretty much everyone else just matched
Game,
Amazon.
I saw Game today it was like £100 off, and I was like,
I mean,
wow.
There was rumors they're saying like clearing stock for a slim model at the end of the year, possibly.
I find that baffling I don't think I got the memo when they were finally back in stock, and now they're clearing stock. How long have they been easily available for?
Probably about a year or so.
Really?
Maybe. It's not easily in stock, but they are readily available.
Okay.
But the Spider-Man one went on pre-order. And that's like that went on order today, I think, or this week. And that's just a normal PS5, so that would probably scupper any ideas of there probably being possibly being a slim model, because why put the old model out with a Spider-Man
3 years
skin on it?
3 years seems a bit early for a slim one.
No, it's about right.
Is for it?
Yes, if it's only a slim one, if there's no refresh on the innards,
I guess.
Then I don't see why.
I forget just how enormous it is. I've just glanced over at it. It stood next to the Xbox S, and it really is stupidly big, isn't it? So I guess it is probably due. Even just taking off those silly wings would make it easier to fit in a cabinet if it didn't have the...
What, the collar on it? The pop-up collar?
The stupid bit, yeah. But, yeah, it is a funny-looking bit of kit. But, no, I love the fact that they were like gold dust for so long. He held out, he ummed, he ahed. Literally, the moment he takes the plunge on one, everyone drops their price. They were just waiting for him. And that makes me very, very happy, because that'll get him where it hurts. He'll be horrified now. And I'm delighted. What else is funny, Pavi?
I may or may not have one of these Pokemon Go Plus things.
Oh, Pavi, you wonderful human being.
These things that are like gold dust, I found one.
Oh, they are great. They are really, really good.
It seems all right.
Why not double down? And while he's not here, let's have a chat about Pokemon Go, because why not? But I have been using this thing all week. I've had it. It came this time last week, so I've had it a full 7 days. And
don't I know?
Anna is a little annoyed that you can't turn off the vibration on it. Apparently, there is a way to open up the back and turn it off by hacking at it with a screwdriver. But I know I'll break it if I do that. But yeah, Anna doesn't like the fact it vibrates every 5 minutes, because we basically live on top of a gym. So I've just had this thing on, like, not 24 hours a day, because I am sleeping overnight to get the benefits of sleeping with it. I get Pikachu singing me a lullaby on it every night. And then it sleeps, and I wake it up in the morning and Pikachu sings me my morning song. I'm already part of my daily routine. But the rest of the day, it is on constantly, so every 5 minutes it's spinning the gym at the poker stop the poker stop at the gym, and anytime anything spawns near our house, it's catching that. It's encouraged me to go out on walks. I've been going out on walks to use this thing, but just using this for the last 7 days, I must have done 2.5 million XP in 7 days.
Really?
I was stuck on level 38 for like 3 or 4 years, because it was just, it's the gap between level 38 and level 39 was so big, and I was only halfway through when I got this thing, and I leveled up a couple of days ago, and I'm already 1 million XP into the next level now, so it must be 2.5 million XP in a week just from leaving this thing doing its thing all the time, just spinning the Pokestop, catching the Pokemon. I'm catching probably 300 or 400 Pokemon a day, and just they're being slung out into the trash. I'm barely even looking at them. If you are still even remotely interested in Pokemon Go 7 years later, this absolutely puts a rocket up it. And is a wonderful piece of kit. I am enjoying it very much, and I am completely back in, all in on Pokemon Go. I can say that safely with Sheepdog not here, but you know how I go on obsessions with these games, and I'm very much in my Pokemon Go obsession at the moment. Go Fest next week could not come at a better time. I'd agreed to do that before I'd even got back into playing it again, just because Sheepdog needed someone to stop him walking out in front of a bus while he was looking at his phone. The problem we've now got is we're both going to be looking at our phones, so we might walk out in front of a bus. But I'm hooked again. I love it, and it's all thanks to this little vibrating, really loudly vibrating disc.
Yep, I found that as well. I like it a lot. I've used it for a few days while I've been at work, and good lord, am I like every couple of seconds it feels vibrating, pushing the button.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't, and I'm like, did it catch? I don't know. Did it catch? No, it's vibrating again. Doing it again. And I've had to upgrade my bag because I've run out of space.
I've had to do that, yeah.
I'm like, oh well, I'm just churning through it. I mean, if Sheepdog did the thing where you look at your friends and you check at the achievement things that you get, and he claims things, that you think, something's going on there with Pav? Because there's something he's checking off a lot of boxes.
I've been the same this week. I had that thing with him as well. I've been checking off all those boxes. He sent me a picture earlier in the week of just me and him now being lucky friends. I think he just wrote well, and a picture of us being lucky friends, because he's noticed that I've been playing it a lot. But I wonder if he's got one. I haven't asked him. It's the sort of thing that, you know what he's like, he'll spend the next 3 years deciding whether or not to buy one, and then when he finally decides to go and get it, they'll be out of production again, because that's what's happened with the previous two versions of this.
I mean,
within 3 months of them existing, they've been impossible to buy.
Yeah. I mean, I looked when you mentioned it, I looked initially and was like, no, they're not even in stock anywhere. And they're just not in anywhere at all. And then I just randomly saw one day that they had them in Argos.
Yeah, I was going to say, Argos is the place.
And I don't know why, but my mum happened to be going to Argos to collect something, and I went, just have a look for this while you're there. And yeah, there you go, got one. Brought it back for me. I was like, there you go. I was like, what the hell?
Well, if you're feeling like running yourself a little cottage industry, they're currently going for $89.99 on Amazon. And yeah, they're $49.99 in Argos. So yeah. go and buy Argos's full stock and get them all on Amazon.
Yeah.
I am genuinely tempted to buy myself a second one just in case I break it, lose it, get it wet. I love it. It's so cool.
I never lose anything. I have lost the ball and I have lost the wristband.
I still have the ball. I had two of the wristbands, because I broke my first one, and I've lost them both. I don't know what happened to either of them, but the ball is on my desk now. I was still using my ball the day the little disc one came.
I like how the picture made it feel like I'm going to be carrying something that's round, that's like the size of a tax disc. It's not that big. I thought it was going to be massive, like a small plate.
Yeah.
But no, it's not that bad. It's quite quite slim, and it's good.
And it's how good. Awesome is it that you can literally just sling it in your bag and you don't need to touch it again for the rest of the day, because if it disconnects, you just press the button on your phone, it reconnects. It can catch automatically for you as well. You can literally... This is why I'm catching 300 or 400 Pokemon a day, because I'm literally just turning it on and forgetting it exists, other than when Anna says, can you stop that vibrating? Because I can just zone it out completely, but it ruins Anna. But that's the only time I realise it still exists.
Yeah.
Because Anna's yelling at me about it.
It's annoying.
I know Sheepdog said last week, when we talked about it last week, Sheepdog said I've put it on my birthday list, like he does. I mean, did you hear about this the other week where he messaged me saying, I find it rather strange that your list is private, your wish list is private? I'm like, I find it rather strange that you're looking up other people's wish lists.
Oh yeah, he goes through mine. I'm like, every now and again he'll question something that's on mine. I'm like,
yes,
well,
that's the reason I've turned mine
why
private.
Why do you know it's on there, you weirdo? Stop looking.
He's like, oh, you're looking at this, are you? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, on your wish list, I've seen it. I was like, right, that's going private. I don't give a monkey's. It's just these weird. It's like someone rooting through your basket at your supermarket, going, what have you got in here then? Oh, I fancy a bit of that. What aisle's that on?
I mean, it really is levels of desperation when you're so unable to decide what you want, that you're looking at what other people want to try and work out if you want it also.
Yeah,
it's spectacular. But we're not going to be able to persuade you to get one of these then, Anna.
No, it's annoying.
Yeah, but it does go peek a peek to you.
That's fun, but I could not just sit there going all the time.
It does vibrate a lot. I mean, it's like I say, it is quite a loud vibrate as well. The amount of times I've reached for my phone thinking my phone's vibrating. Yeah, it was in the same pocket, and I've gone, oh, no, just a Pokeball thing, just catching Pokemon.
I'm looking on the internet now, and it says, the only way to stop the vibration is to remove the vibration motor. or at the very least, cut the wires connecting it to the battery. There is a tutorial on Reddit about how to do it, but I'm fairly confident I would break it completely if I started cutting wires in it, because I'm an idiot. But yeah, it's a thing that everybody is moaning about, to the point where, I mean, without Sheepdog here to tell me how awful they are, I assume the Pokemon Company and Niantic are the kind of companies who are going to listen to feedback from their user base and want to act in our best interests at all times. I've never heard anything to the contrary of that. So based on the amount of people complaining about this, the logical thing to do would be for them to just sling out some new firmware and give you the option to turn it off, because it doesn't need to be vibrating like this, surely.
Have you looked at the back of this?
I shall pull it out of my pocket now.
Niantic's not in on this at all. Pokemon Company and Nintendo. Game Freak's on it.
I notice on Amazon, it's listed as a Switch accessory, not a mobile accessory. I wonder if this thing's primary purpose is supposed to be Pokemon Sleep, and they've just kind of backdoored in using it with Pokemon Go.
Yes, because
and it's kind of an afterthought for the Pokemon Go thing. I've completely given up on Pokemon Sleep, by the way, because this thing, I think I made it like 4 days into Pokemon Sleep, and this thing is rubbish for that, because it's so small that you knock it off the bed. And as soon as you knock it off the bed, it stops tracking your sleep, and then it auto-turns itself off after however long. So I was picking it up every morning off the floor, and it was going, you only slept for 80 minutes last night. You're not getting any rewards. Yeah, well, I didn't. I slept for the full night, but I knocked the thing off the bed. It comes with a clip to clip it to the bed, but the clip has a quick release on, so as soon as you knock it, it goes flying off the bed again. So for its actual purpose, it's absolutely useless. But as a Pokemon Go accessory, it's great.
Yeah,
I do move, Anna, but surely everybody moves in their sleep, don't they?
You move. You do 360s all night.
Yeah, I spin throughout the night. But people move.
Not like that.
I'm sure people move.
No. You move.
I like to move it. Come on, then. Let's have a disco. A no sheepdog disco. But, yeah, this thing's a great accessory, just not for Pokemon. Have you tried Pokemon Sleep at all?
No, I meant to, because there's a challenge in Pokemon Go to do something with your 7 days of sleep stuff. Does that mean I don't need to use a sleep day?
Yeah, you don't need to. Yeah, that's separate to. You can do them both at the same time, but you don't need the sleep app to do the Pokemon Go challenge. You just need to literally to tell this device that you're sleeping, and you can do this at any point during the day. You press and hold the button, Pikachu sings to you, you put it on a flat surface. And then as long as it's there for, I think it has to be there for at least 90 minutes, you can then pick it up, hold the button down again, Pikachu sings again, and then that counts as sleeping. So that's 7 days of sleeping in Pokemon Go. You can basically do over the course of a day just by telling it you're sleeping for 90-minute chunks.
Oh, so I could have done this. Okay, cool. I'm going to do that then. I'm going to do that later on.
That's the spirit. Pokemon Go aside, I've not really played anything else.
Shocker.
Well, because I've switched up the way
a big fat lie.
What?
Because on a couple of occasions I've played Fall Guys with you.
Well, I'm literally segueing into that now, Anna. Because the new buzzword on my Twitch streams is workflow. Because I've changed up my workflow and I'm now streaming basically every night, because I'm basically a retired gentleman during working hours now, and I just do all my work at night, stream, and do my videos live on stream. So during the day I'm just a man of leisure, pottering around the place, going for my Pokemon walks, going swimming with Anna, just basically. And like I said last week, still don't feel comfortable just sitting and playing a game during the day. So my gaming time has been eliminated, and I need to flick the switch in my head that makes it okay to just sit and play a game at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday, because that's now my evening. But at the moment my brain is lagging behind and hasn't caught up with that yet. But because of that, I've not really played anything other than when I'm streaming. And what we've done a few times when we get to the point where we're finishing Football Manager a little early is switch over to Fall Guys. We spoke about it a little bit last week, played it a little bit more this week. We're now, people are so used to it, we're pretty much getting full lobbies now, playing Fall Guys with viewers, which is very, very cool. The one downside to that is I'm no longer winning or getting to finals because there's too many people involved and they're all practicing at it. But I did notice Anna kept getting knocked out early as well. So me and Anna were both having the joy of playing the first round. And then because we're playing in a private lobby, rather than just going straight into your next first round, like when you do it in normal, we just we get to play a round and then watch three rounds and then play another round and watch three more. So that takes some of the buzz out of it a little bit. But me and Anna did play some duos, didn't we? Did we? Was that since the last podcast? Did we talk about that last week? I don't think we did.
I don't think so.
Oh, you weren't? Oh, there you go then. Me and Anna, at some point in the last 7 days, sat next to each other on the sofa and played Fall Guys duos, did some ranked games. I went on and got the new Fame Pass because I love to spend money on stuff I don't need to spend money on.
We have two TVs next to each other in our front room.
Yeah, obviously.
Not normal people don't have that, Gavin.
Well, how do they both play games together?
Yeah, exactly.
Weirdos. yeah, so we did that one night. And I don't know if the community for duos on Fall Guys is just really, really small or if it was just a remarkable coincidence, but we only played it for like an hour and I got someone on Twitter saying, Kev, I think I was just on your team on Fall Guys. So it was me and Anna and some guy who follows me on Twitter were part three of a four-person team and we got through to the final, but didn't win. I still haven't won a crown in ranked play, but because I've paid for the Fame Pass, I can now dress as a milk carton, and I think we'll all agree that's more important.
I mean,
that's right, that's the core of what Fall Guys is really all about, isn't it?
Well, I've
dressing up
this since,
in a silly costume
since launch, so I am awful at it because they've changed.
I haven't played it in a while.
A lot of different things, and it's just people must spend hours on this because I didn't even know.
It's free to play now, isn't it? So,
I think so.
It's like Fortnite in that sense. It's just not for kids to get.
And I'm such a legacy player that I still log into it through Steam. And people when I'm doing that on Twitch, like, Kev, you can't do it on Steam. It's not on Steam. Well, I think you'll find I paid good money for this game back in the day, so I'm going to play it on Steam where I spent money on it. And log into it that way because I Epic Launcher, it's for children. I'm an adult, I play on Steam. Exactly, that's where we're drawing that line. Yeah, I couldn't get my PlayStation to work with my computer. In fact, that was like 2 weeks ago. I should probably look into that. My PlayStation's just sat there like a brick at the moment, and I don't know if it's broken. I probably need to.
Yeah, check it before the prices go up in case you need to buy a new one.
Yeah, I might just sell it to Sheepdog. He's probably in the market for a cheap one now, just so you can feel like you got a good average price.
Yeah.
But that is your lot from me. A little bit of Fall Guys, a hell of a lot of Pokemon Go, and my usual amount of Football Manager. Which, by the way, on the topic of Football Manager, I would suggest at some point in the next month or so, based on previous years, we should start be getting some features dropping for FM24, which will be very, very welcome, because this game cycle for FM23 this year feels like it's been a very long one, because it was a game that didn't change a lot from FM22, and it feels like I've been playing this version of Football Manager for a very long time at this point, and I am ready for some new features. So fingers crossed, when we're back in a couple of weeks, we'll have a little bit of that to talk about as well. Or when I'm back, I assume it's going to be the Pa Banana show next week while me and Sheepdog are off being Pokemon nerds or heroes/nerds in London. I assume you two are doing a tag team. There you go. put pressure on both of them.
No, that's
not
fun.
Which one of you is going to host?
I just won't do it. Simple as.
We can host. Not an issue. I mean, we can do it, and if you want to do it, we don't mind.
Me and Sheepdog could phone in.
I mean, we're going into, I can't think of anything major that's coming out in the next, I suppose next week is quite big.
What's out next week?
And Baldur's Gate's out next week.
There is a chance if I take a microphone with me. If there's hotel Wi-Fi, I can probably join anyway, because I think Sheepdog's actually getting the train home at like 6 o'clock. What? I'm just going to go and sit in my hotel.
Wait, what?
Because Sheepdog's not staying down for the weekend. I'm doing Go Fest on the Friday, and then on the Saturday I'm at a football match in London. So I'm just staying down there. Whereas Sheepdog's coming back, so there's a chance he might be back in time for the podcast. And if I can get hotel Wi-Fi, I'm literally just going to be sitting down there on my own on the Friday night, so I could perhaps jump in as well. So we might have all four of us there yet.
Who knows?
And we can tell you all about GoFest and how I caught more Pokemon than him because I'm the better trainer. He'll love that.
I don't think it comes to being the best trainer. I think it's the luck of the whatever you get.
We'll decide that next week based on who catches the best Pokemon. We'll decide if it's skill or not. If I catch the most, it was probably skill.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a disc.
Well, whose fault's that? They're 50 quid.
Exactly. Some people can't afford 50 quid, Gavin.
And he's not one of those people. He can comfortably afford a £50 Pokemon accessory. He's just bought two games consoles on the same day.
What did he buy?
For a lot more than he actually are now.
Yeah, he got a PlayStation and an Xbox on the same day. But he's fine. He can buy one of these if he wants one.
Do you know what? I've just pre-ordered.
What?
You've just pre-ordered.
I've just pre-ordered the DualSense Wireless Controller Spider-Man 2.
Oh, did you find one?
Yeah, it's a game.
See, I looked at game and it didn't... Oh, no, I was looking for the plates.
Are you telling me I've just bought a PlayStation controller a week before there was a Spider-Man one available?
Oh, no, you've sheepdogged it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not out
yet. You didn't
yet.
Tell me this was coming.
It's out on the 1st. October. But, yeah, I've just... No, the 1st of September.
It's September, the controller.
God, it's expensive. I didn't pay that much for mine.
No, the controllers are... Hang on, wait, what?
It's 70 quid.
That's how much the controllers cost.
Mine was 55.
They're 45 quid now.
Good Lord. Why is this one 70 then?
Because it's
a special edition one that's black and red.
And I hate the future.
The plates are... You can get the actual, you know, the plates for it.
Yeah,
for the PlayStation. Can I find them anywhere? Can I...
This controller costs the same as the game. That is bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. The world's gone mad.
I mean, that's fair.
My red controller is dead because it's drifting. And I only have a white and pink one now, so...
No. Oh, God, you've now put me on this game website. The PlayStation accessory sale on here, the exact powder blue one that I got, 40 quid on the game website now.
Yeah, yep.
God, what is going on?
You didn't pay that, to be honest.
Well, no, it's basically a birthday present off my dad, but still.
It's like a... I don't know if PlayStation have like a fire sale at the minute. I don't know. It's like they're going out of business or something, isn't it?
Maybe they are.
Don't say that. They can't go out of business until they send me this. Because I went on PlayStation Direct and they are not available. And I went on Game and they are available. And I quickly
put in...
Game
will be all right.
Do you remember Game?
Oh, no, I don't. That's why I avoid Game at all costs. Yeah. Same as Game and Zavvi, I avoid at all costs because they are...
Don't say this to me. Me and Anna have pre-ordered an extraordinary amount of Disney Lorcana cards from Game.
Oh, God, yeah.
Which
are going to
be coming 1st of September, I think.
Oh, okay.
But we maxed out on the orders you're allowed to place on the Game website on this stuff. So, I kind of would like them to come, please.
I mean, I've never had an issue with Game, realistically, the website. But the amount of people that have had issues, I feel like you guys have had issues with.
We had the issue, there was that one time where they just sent us a box with a statue in and no game inside, but it wasn't advertised that way. I forget what game that was. Do you remember
Recall.
That one, Anna?
That was Recall. Yeah.
It wasn't advertised as not including the game, so we assumed it had the game in it, and it turned up and it was just a box with a statue in. And I remember going into the... Yeah, I went in there and said, "Where's the game? What's going on? Why are we not getting the game with this?" And I think they did give us a copy of the game, didn't they?
Yeah, we got a game and some other bits and bobs because, it was wrong. They shouldn't have done that. And now, Recall with the robots. It wasn't actually a good game, so...
It's all right, but...
No, but at least you should at least get the opportunity to play it and find that out.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't just want to look at a statue. Thank you.
Well, they do that now, don't they? There were some other games that was just the statue.
Well, I think, yeah, it's become more of a standard thing to do now, but back then, I think I was the first one that did it, and it wasn't advertised that way, so... No. Yeah, it kind of caught us off guard, and I imagine there are people who just took it on the chin, but you were furious, so I had to be a big boy. It's not like me to go and talk to the man in the shop.
No. But yeah, we got finally to play it. But yeah, that was a.
Right. Before you two tell us all about what you've been up to, let's throw an advert in, and then you can waffle to your heart's content. Lovely advert, Pabby. You two have sent me down a rabbit hole on the game website now. I'm looking at all the different trading cards they have on here. Did you know you can buy Super Mario Brothers stickers on the game website? This is not sponsored by game, but there's so many different types of trading cards they do now. They've basically become a toy shop.
Yeah, they basically don't want to sell games because...
Yeah, they've got a whole section on toys, board games, trading cards... There's more of this stuff being pushed on this site. It's like looking at Magic Madhouse's website. They've got so much stuff.
Well, they don't have stores anymore, do they? They're in Sports Direct.
In Sports Direct, yeah, next to the Nikes. Buy a copy of Spoken.
Very, very odd.
Well, I might buy myself an Elite Trainer box while you two are nattering away.
What's an Elite Trainer box?
Pokemon. They've still got the it's Pokemon TCG thing. They've still got the Pokemon Go Elite Trainer boxes on here, which is interesting because that stuff was like gold dust at the time. $42.98 for a Pokemon Go Elite Trainer box.
I might take that. That's the one I got. Yeah.
As in £42.98.
Yeah.
That's
about right.
I was like, yeah, that's not cheap, Kevin.
Jeez. Yeah, these are normally like £45, so it's. Yeah. It's retail price, basically, for a set that was out a year ago and was quite hard to get hold of at the time. So, might have a little dabble. Just a little dabble. Just a small dabble. Well, you went, go about your business.
You went into McDonald's today to get a Happy Meal because there's 15 new
cards.
Yeah,
they didn't have any. Furious.
Really?
They've got the Pokemon cards back in Happy Meals again. I went into McDonald's specifically, didn't have any. So, I'll have to try again tomorrow. No, I went in there and had a look what the Happy Meals were, and they were still advertising the board games that they were doing.
I would have asked because they hadn't switched over yesterday.
Yeah, but we live in the butt end of nowhere, so the message takes a long time to get through. We've been sat outside a McDonald's here that's been three promotions behind on the Happy Meals in the past when they had those. our local McDonald's was months after they stopped doing them anywhere else. We could still go and get the little DC mini toy things that they had for a little while because they were still doing them there, even though everyone else had moved on long ago. So I think McDonald's around here in general are a bit weird. They stick with the promotions until they run out of stuff. I think the franchise holder around here is a little bit shifty, a little bit of a rascal.
Yeah.
A little bit of a rascal.
Getting rid of any old nonsense that they've got in the back room.
Yeah, and he knows these Pokemon cards will go for a fortune on eBay as well, so... Let's not give too many of these away. This will be one promotion that ends the day it's supposed to end.
And you're on a diet,
Kevin, aren't you?
So. I am on a diet. I was literally going to go in there, get three Happy Meals and throw the food away. just to get hold of some of these cards.
Oh, no, you could have got a bunch of melon slices and a couple of bottles of water.
I probably wouldn't have done. I probably would have just got... I'd have said, which Happy Meals do you have the most of right now? Give me three of those. Make sure I get the cards in there. There's 15 cards to collect and they
can't
will...
Can't you just buy the toys separately?
I don't think you can
when it's Pokemon cards.
Oh.
Because I think people are so desperate to get hold of them.
I think you get like three cards in a meal or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's not unheard of for me to go and just buy them all on eBay.
You are ridiculous.
I like to have the things that I like to have.
You're a ridiculous man, Kevin. Though, you say that, I did buy a massive beanbag this week, so...
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's like
how big a beanbag are we talking here?
So big that when the doorbell rang and I opened it... The box blocked out the sun and the postman just laughed at me and I couldn't get it through the door. That's how big we're talking.
It's so big.
You have to open it outside.
Yes.
It's massive.
It's quite funny.
But I like squishmallows because, like, for my head. So I bought this one. It's not branded as squishmallow, but it's like the material, and I just sit in it and it is so comfortable. Oh, like, I'm thinking about it now. I'm not on it now, obviously, because they rustle. I should call it Russell. That's its name, Kevin.
Okay.
And put it in front of the where I sit on the sofa and just put it on the floor and just sing.
Are you
into
blasting
it.
A fan at your microphone again? Because all we can hear when you talk is microphone. It's fan noise.
I think it's off now. Is it off?
Just talk some more.
Is it off now, Kevin?
Not really.
Dave's next to me, having snores.
There's just a lot of background noise when you're talking. It's weird.
Is it bad now?
It's less bad. It's still... Don't worry about it. Carry on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I have a massive...
Oh, that's much better. Well done. Whatever you just did, much better. Carry on.
I sat up.
Well, there you go. That's what you needed to do. That's fixed it.
Yeah, so I have a massive bean bag. That is squishmallow inside. Because I did buy a Valerie like pillow that goes around your waist for gaming, and that doesn't help. I just use it as a pillow with Dave. So now I've bought a massive beanbag to game with because I'm getting old and I need support. All my bits need support, not just my butt. I need a full body sink in, so that's now my gaming chair, and it's delightful. It's humongous. So yeah, that's what I've bought this week. Also, I'm on a I don't know what to play, so I'm playing everything.
You're playing everything.
Yeah, I've started.
Oh, and you bought two games today. Or tried to.
Yeah, I started playing God of War from the start again.
2019,
the new one, Ragnarok.
18? Ragnarok, okay. Ragnarok. You started again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm just in one of them moods. I started that again, played it for, I don't know. I got to the big, like, icy desert thing with the jellyfish in. Then I stopped. And then,
that sounds right, yeah.
And then I installed the Elder Scrolls Online, played it for an hour, turned it off, deleted it. Then I installed Red Dead.
Two,
and,
okay.
And I didn't start from the start, I just loaded it, and I was practically at the start. Just after you go and rescue Sadie from the mean men. And now I'm in Horseshoe Overlook or whatever it's called, like the first area. And I am wanted over there because I knocked someone over with my horse.
Oh.
And my horse went over a cliff because I was running away from a bear because I went the wrong way and decided to go, oh, what's over there? Went over there and there was a bear and I ran away and I ran off the cliff with my horse. Thankfully, I had horse medicine, horse reviver, and he had just dusted him off and he was all right. I've got shot by the police a lot. Just being a rascal, as you do in Red Dead. So I've been playing that, and then I've also been playing Pikmin 4, week.
Okay.
Didn't put it in my Switch until like Thursday, just because I was busy doing other things. You know how it is. You think, uh-huh, I'll do this, and then you just do other things instead. So I've installed that. Pikmin 3 came out so long ago. It came out on the Wii U, Pikmin 3. So Pikmin 3 is very old. And I have it on... I still have the Wii U version somewhere. I know I do, because I gave it Andy and Andy didn't want it. And I also have it on the Switch. So I've been playing, I've dabbled in 3, but I didn't really get into it. I found it too hard, number 3. But 4, they seem to have simplified it down. So, like, you have, in 4, you have a dog. You have a dog that you can ride around on. And if you ride on him, your Pikmin will also hang on the side of him and they will be with you. So, like, you can just take all your Pikmin and go where you're going. Because sometimes they get stuck. And if they get stuck, they cannot, they don't know how to pathfind to you in a, because, like, sometimes you've got, like, hazards like water or fire. And sometimes they will just, like, straight line it to you and go through them hazards, and that then they die, obviously. And then you have to go and replenish them, which takes time. But this time, everyone can stay with you, which is good. The day and night cycle is, it's, what's the, so basically you have, you've got morning till night. You can't be out at night time because there's like critters that will eat you. So it's like a minute, and that, like an hour is like a minute and a half-ish. But if you go underground, because like you'll find like these like like dungeons, the time doesn't pass as fast as if you were on the top. So they're like dungeons. They have like multiple like sub-levels, and it's all like puzzly. So that's quite cool that you're not like trying to get through this level because you need to get back to your spaceship because of nighttime. Your time slows down, which I like because no one wants to rush. You get to go to, so when you're in an area, your area is quite a large plot, and obviously like you've got to collect, so basically you collect treasures. Like I've collected a Game Boy Advance and a watch and what else is there, a ball, because all these treasures give you like your energy to make your ship do more things, because obviously you need to get off because you've crashed on a planet where Pikmin live and you need to go and find your captain. But now I've been going, like, so basically it was like 4 people I had to go and find. Yeah, there's more people there that shouldn't be there. So you, there is a lot, because I thought, oh, 4 people, that's not a very long game, but there's other people that are there that shouldn't be there. So you're also rescuing them. So I like, and they all do different like missions. Like one of them is you need to go and collect some flowers, and then he will give you some shiny blocks to go and build whatever. You can train your dog, so like your dog can get into fights, can drag, because like basically you have to, like, say you find, I don't know, there's like these flowers that have like pucks in them, and whatever puck that color is, you drag it to like the onion. I know these words sound weird, but this is how it is. You drag the puck to the onion, and then that onion will give you Pikmin. But some of these pucks can be like 10, and you need 10 Pikmin to pull it. And like your dog can pull like half of it, and then you only need 5 Pikmin. I know it sounds very weird, but I like it. But like, yeah, each area, you've got, like, obviously you've got some who's over here, some who's over here, but you don't, because of the time limit, you don't want to be going to the other side of the map and then having to carry whatever all the way back. So the map has different places where you can put your base, so your Pikmin haven't, don't have to drag it like all the way across the map, because they don't like to, they can't pathfind very well if there's an obstacle in the way. It's just like, oh no, your Pikmin don't know what to do. And I'm like, just go round. But yeah, they don't. So it's good that you can move your ship around so they don't have to do that. But yeah, it's, if you've played Pikmin before, it's just very colourful. It's like time management. It's Pikmin. Like, it's a very strange game, but I like it because it's cute. And Kevin comes in and goes, what's that noise? And Kevin likes the noise, but doesn't like the game. Do you, Kevin?
This is correct, yes.
I like the idea of Pikmin, but I never play the games.
Have you not?
Not against it, though.
No, it's like there's a massive following for Pikmin. It's ridiculously big.
Oh yeah.
like Andrew must, like Andy, he plays it and he has no idea what's going on, but he likes to go and find something and then throw Pikmin on it, because you literally are just throwing animals at things, and it's quite funny. But there's like, there's challenges in there, like there's this, like they have this thing called, I don't know what it's called, but they have it's a word that means like you're good at the time management and how to get your Pikmin. So like you could like send 10 Pikmin over there to carry that puck, but then you can send 20 Pikmin over there to carry a controller back to your ship. So you've got like two different teams doing different stuff, and obviously you have to do it in the daytime. But you, like, even if you don't do, because like sometimes you have to uncover stuff, so like you have to get out. Say you did get out and you didn't collect it, you just like go away, come back next day and it's still there, unburied, and you just collect it and take it back to your ship. So, yeah, I've been playing that. And then today, I got, oh my God, what's it called? Illusion Island, Disney's Illusion.
Oh, it's supposed to be good.
Yeah, I got that today. So it's a four-player platformer. I played it a little bit. Obviously, I was out today, got it like late this afternoon. I played it for about an hour. It's like Ori, and you know Ori.
Yes.
It's Metroid like Venue, them.
Isn't it?
Pardon?
Metroidvania.
Here he goes. You set him off.
I don't know what that is, but what?
Like Ori.
Yeah, it's very much like Ori. So you can play this as a four-player co-op. There's obviously you've got your Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy. It is four players. So obviously, I don't know how a four-player works. Like if everyone has to have the game, or you can play four-player with like different controllers and one screen. I guess.
Yeah, I imagine
that's
locals.
I
imagine locals on there, but I don't know about online. This.
So you can pick who you are. I am obviously Donald because he's so angry at things, because they were supposed to go for a picnic. There's no picnic, and now he's like in a mood. I wanted to say a different word, but I'm not. But he's very furious that there is no food and there is no picnic. And but money was mentioned to do to help this. What was going on, so he's back in. So yeah, they're all stylized. They're not what you see like in Disney movies.
They're based on the new animation, aren't they? There's new Mickey show for out on the Disney network, whatever. It's based on the animation on the new Disney show, from what I've heard.
Well, you know who
it's,
they
it's
are.
It's different. Yeah. Yes, it's not your traditional Mickey Mouse and Minnie and what have you. It's very, it looks very different. It's a very different style to your, to those traditional characters.
So yeah, you basically all meet up on an island, and like under the ruse of a picnic, there is no picnic. And then these bunch of little dudes come out saying, "Oh my God, help us! Our three things have been stolen by so and so. Can you go and get them?" You're like, yeah, I can go there at them. And then it starts, and I was like, I was bored at first, but this is how these games start. They are boring because you've only got like the one power. So the first power I got was everyone gets like a different thing. So the first one was like a double jump. And mine is a rocket. So I jump at the top of my jump, I also press the button again, and a rocket comes out just to give me a little boost over where I need to get to. But like Mickey had a jetpack, and Minnie had a paper aeroplane. Goofy had like a pepper, to like a hot pepper. So they're all different, so that's quite fun. And then like I got my second one where I could like, so I've obviously been going through. It's like Ori. You have to go and find keys. Obviously, there's like puzzles to get the keys. So you have to like jump. You can't. There's like plants that will shut and eat you. There's enemies. I've not found any enemies that I have to like hit yet.
I feel like you don't have any sort of weapons or any form of attack.
No, not at the moment.
It's only just like. You only have your jump ability from what I've heard. I've not seen tons on it, but
no, I literally saw it like 2 days ago. I was like, oh, I didn't know it was coming out so soon. But now I have a wall jump, and my wall jump is with a plunger. So I plunge, like put my plunger on the side and it goes plop, plop, plop. And that's quite satisfying noise. But yeah, I'm just jumping over enemies. But the way I heard, like at the start when I was talking to these, I don't even know what they were. They weren't people. They were like these things. Like they were like a triangle, but fluffy. You can use a magic spell, but you have to daze them first. But I've not found anything that I have to hit yet. So I'm just obviously just going through it. I've basically been down, found a key. Well, you have to find 3 keys per door. And then like the 2 doors I've been through, each one gives me my special abilities. So now I'm in like the treetops and doing up there. You collect these little like sparkly things and they open art that's in the game. I don't get why they do that, but you can open like classic art like Steamboat Willie and stuff like that. You find postcards of like the characters in the game, and there's like obviously you're going through and you can find like a secret wall and then the wall disappears and you go in there, do your puzzle. It's just a basic, at the moment, platformer, and it's like a papercraft world. It's fine. It's all right. Like I thought Disney games had shut down, but they've brought out Dreamlight Valley. This has come out. There was something else. I can't remember what it was, but they seem to be coming out of the shadows again because they shut it all down. They had that Disney Infinity, didn't they, with all the little characters.
Yes,
and
with
stuff.
All the Toys to Life stuff. Yeah.
So yeah, that's coming.
I'm wondering
out.
How much Nintendo had a hand in this. But it's only on the Switch.
It is only on the Switch, yeah.
So I'm wondering whether Nintendo maybe part funded some
maybe.
Of this or something like
maybe.
That. Possibly.
Isn't Nintendo World in a Disney park or am I completely off?
No,
the
it's in a Universal park. It's in the opposite.
Oh, okay. So yeah, yeah. they're in the pocket of Nintendo at the moment, which I'm not like mad about. Like it's a Switch,
no.
Which is lovely. Can't go wrong. Yeah, but that's it. But now I've got my thinking, because I saw Baldur's Gate 3 was coming out like in a couple of days, but only on PC. That's why I asked Kevin if I could get a PC on the TV. But I've been looking at it and thinking that, like, I like that studio because I love Original
Sin. The Divinity Games, yeah.
Yeah, but I've been looking at it and thinking that looks a little bit above where I'm comfortable playing games. It's like a D&D tabletop, but game form. And I'm like, I've never played D&D in my life. I think
I'd give
lost.
It a look. I would watch some videos on it and see it when it comes out and then see if it...
Yeah, the PC's out on the 3rd of August. And then I think on the 6th of September, there's a PlayStation one out.
PlayStation version,
so
yeah.
I'll probably pick up that when it comes out. But yeah, it's like... Whoo,
yeah, wait for the PlayStation version and watch the videos, and then you got a month to watch, see if it is your kind of up your street. I mean, when I saw it coming out, I thought this is probably more for Anna than anyone else on this show because I know it's a Divinity get people making it.
I love that. They're just funny. Like they have funny quips in them, but apparently it's been in early access for 3 years.
Yes,
that's a long time to be in in that, so obviously they've got all the kinks and whatnot out of it. So
yeah,
I'll have a look at it when it comes to PlayStation. I have my PC is buried in a room somewhere, and it wasn't in the best condition when I packed it away. It was lagging. Like technology moves far too fast.
Yes, it does.
Also, this week I've been on the hunt for. Oh my god, for a 20-year-old console, because my son is annoying.
20-year-old, let's try, hang on a minute. Let's try and work out, did a mask, Kev. Oh, you know
Kevin.
What it is.
I know.
Yeah, 20 years ago, 10 years ago would have been
say 15
Xbox One.
20, yeah.
So 10 years before that would be what 2003?
Yeah, around that time.
Yeah. So that would be GameCube, Xbox time. PlayStation 2.
Come a bit forward, tiny bit.
Xbox. Oh. 360?
Everything handheld.
Oh, we're going handheld.
Yes.
So we're going with Game Boy Advance?
Nope, bit more forward.
DS?
Yes.
It's me.
Oh, of course, yes, the DSs were around 2003, weren't they?
Yeah, ugh. That shocked me the other day when Kevin said that. I was like, excuse me? No, they weren't. But yes, yes. Trying to, my yeah. son.
So I said this in a room full of women in their late 30s who all have kids who had them when they were little, and they all looked horrified that it was so long ago. I was very proud of myself to horrify all those women in one go. It was great.
Yeah.
You're so mean, Kevin. She was talking about that today, and I was like, I know, he does it all the time. He's so annoying. my son's fell out of his Xbox. He threw it out a window, smashed it all up, does not want to have any association with it. He's got a new one, brand new. It's been on once when I installed it in his room, and he won't play it anymore. So for the past couple of months he's been on his iPad and whatnot, and then the other day he turned around to me and goes, Tinkerbell. I said, excuse me, Tinkerbell on DS? Okay. So my son's annoying because each DS, he's got a multiple of DSs, but each DS only is allowed to play one game. And the one...
Oh, so each system has only
one game. It's got like eight DSs, each with a game in.
Each has a game in it.
That's why the Switch is... Yeah. Oh, God. So I found his white. He wanted the white one with Tinkerbell. And I was like, oh, for goodness sake, Andrew, really? So I bought him a Tinkerbell game. Off eBay, like £5, cheap as chips.
Fair enough.
Great.
Yeah.
Found his white DS. The bottom screen has got a crack in it, and it's all black.
Ah.
So it doesn't work. But he does have a blue one, like a nice, like baby blue, lovely, works. But we don't have a charger for them. I was like, for goodness sake. So he's got a white and red 2DS, doesn't want to use that. He has a black and blue clamshell DS, like a newish one, doesn't want to use that. Has this blue one, wants to use that but has no wire, and his white one is dead. And I had to spend £50 on a box DS from CEX. Thank God CEX exists. And I found, so we had this little DS case. You know, one you could you get like these little travel cases and you just put the square games in and then clip it and you could take it. I found the one that had Tinkerbell in that we've had for about 10 years. Our car. It's been transported. It was in our first car we got. It went into the second car we got, and now it's been transferred into the third. It just sits in the pocket. I don't know why, but I just put it in there. And I was like, oh my God, I know where that is. So we've got Tinkerbell. Went to him the other day, went, okay, there's Tinkerbell. No, don't want to use it. What? Because he wants the box. Because he wants the manual. And then, so I was like, fine, whatever. Don't use it. I'll buy you a new charger for the blue DS. Whatever. I went there today. He no longer wants Tinkerbell, the game I bought him today. He no longer wants the white DS I spent like £50 for, because he's playing the old Tinkerbell on the blue one, and everything is right in the world. I hate children so much sometimes, because he was adamant the other day, like he was next to having a full breakdown about not being able to play it, but now he's fine on the blue one. children, honestly, but for like your old console, CEX is like the holy grail. I swear to God, like I've bought from there recently, I've bought a DS, I've bought PlayStation controllers, I've bought Move controllers from them, and they have been like excellent quality, and they send chargers. Because like I remember when DSs started not coming with chargers, like what was that?
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's just a money saving exercise, assuming yeah. that everyone already had them.
But yeah, if you want old stuff, go to CEX. Like, yes, you've got your eBay, but CEX are definitely like up there, and they have like all the things that you need. But yeah, children, honestly, it's like, oh, I want this. I'm like, yeah, let me just get on that for you. Like, honestly. Children, but yeah, that's mm-hmm. my week. Over to you, Pab, because I have just rambled about nothing.
So right, welcome okay. to the podcast.
So potentially for one last time, Final Fantasy 16.
Ugh, yep.
It's done. It's finished. Probably the best game of the year so far.
No. No, no,
Anna, you need to play this game.
I just got so bored with it.
It is. It ramps up to crazy proportions at times, and I didn't know what it was that was going on. But having listened to podcasts when talking about this, everyone says it goes so Final Fantasy the more and more and more you go into it, and I didn't know what that meant because I've never played a Final Fantasy
exactly.
game before. But yep, it is bonkers. It is bonkers, and I've never like jumped up and down a video game before in glee of something happening, but I did in this.
Okay.
I've never the boss fights are just get more insane the more and more you play. But the story keeps on going. It's not necessarily predictable. There wasn't a ton of twists in it,
was,
but
it does. I was just it was going on. And I was like, I know who the second one is. That's not hard to work out. Oh, now I've got this is happening. I got so bored of it. And
what you need
annoyed.
To do is not play the side quests. Not the side. There are. I will give them this. Certain side quests. I said this. I think I might have said this last week. There are certain side quests in that game which are very, very, very good. But the majority of them are just random people who want you to go and ferry some, do some busy work for them.
Yeah.
And but the odd one is well worth doing. And I hated the fact that I did miss some things. I clearly did. I did all the plus quests, which are the side quests that have like a plus symbol on them, which means you get something significant from it. So I'd maxed out all my potions, maxed mm-hmm. out the amount you could get, how well they worked, all them different things, got the chocobo. And other than that, I just kind of skipped it and pushed for the story. I've started doing the side quests again until I realised what it required, because I thought if it requires a side quest to be done the platinum, there came a point in this game where I thought I kind of want a platinum in this game, and then once looking up I was like never mind because
okay,
you have to
enough.
complete it again in Final Fantasy mode, which you unlock at the end of the game, which is it's pretty much new game plus with even harder difficulty. And seeing as I played it on
really?
Story mode
Jesus.
yep there is a trophy I think for doing a boss battle and not getting hit. I'm like, well,
not gonna get that one.
I was like, well, I'm just writing that one off. I would have liked to have got the platinum for it because I enjoyed that game so much. And if I enjoy a game to that extent on PlayStation and it's not that much of a chore to do the platinum, then I would do it.
Mm.
But I'm not playing through that. I will play the whole game again when it comes to PC. Because it'll eventually come to PC probably next year, I imagine. But I'm not just going straight back in and playing it over again on PlayStation. No, I'm not doing it. Not on a harder mode. It's not worth it. Really not worth it for what it is. But yeah, I had an absolute blast going through it. It was so much fun. and it is, yeah, it is, like I say, this story is just so good, and it's I don't know, there's just so many different things to it, and it's insane, and like I say, it goes a little heavy on Game of Thrones in the initial bit, like the demo and stuff, and then it lets loose of that a lot, and then it starts going Final Fantasy stuff. There's a lot of stuff about.
Yeah, I missed it being the Final Fantasy I know.
Yes, well, this is the thing, you see. Everyone says, like, oh, it ramps up the Final Fantasy the more and more and more you go into it. And I totally see that. I didn't know what I was looking at, because I don't know what the Final Fantasy is that I'm going to be looking for.
Yeah, no.
But it's there. It's I know. And yeah, as it stands, it's probably my game of the year. I probably don't need to play any more of it now. I think, if I remember rightly, it spits you at the end, like on a save before the final battle sort of thing. So I finished that, and then I have gone hard on Diablo 4 this week.
It's the new season, isn't it?
Well, yes, the new season, which requires you to have finished the game before you can play the new season.
Really?
Absurd!
Wow.
Yes. So I was in the middle of Act 1.
Yeah,
and there are five acts.
Act 2, I think.
Yes, there are five acts, and I have hammered this game, not even that much, realistically, because I haven't, because I'm about halfway through Act 3. But I don't think that's bad, to be fair, considering I wasn't even through Act 1. And I've
done
all of
it. How many acts is there?
Five.
Jeez, okay.
You get the horse in 4, so the game will speed up eventually.
Oh, Lord, 4? Like, I can remember playing this game on launch and people had horses.
Yeah, people are maniacs.
Wow.
So yes, you'll get the horse at 4, and then I will start into a new character for season. That's the thing, I'm going to be so burnt out on it by the time I have done this. I'm not going to want to play the season stuff, but I'm going to have to make myself play through the seasonal stuff. And then I found out that once the season ends, it then gets put into the story mode. So your character isn't just deleted.
Oh, okay.
It just gets put into story mode, so I don't feel as bad about that. If it just got wiped, I'd be a bit annoyed if I got like a really good build or something, and then it just went boom, gone. No, it just moves off the season realm, and then it goes into the adventure realm, or whatever, the story realm, whatever it is. So you can then carry on playing the character as that. So yes, I will continue to hammer through Diablo 4. I will try to. I'm hoping to have it finished by next week. Who knows? Who knows? Because other things come up and end up playing other games and what have you. But I've not hated what I've played. I really haven't. But I am solely... I've dropped the difficulty level down.
Mm-hmm.
And I am playing solely on... What is it? World Tier 1. And just absolutely... laser focus for the main story. I'm not touching any side quest stuff at all. Not worth my time right now. And I know people are shouting, but you're renowned and all this stuff, because you get renowned for doing quests and renowned for something, you know, end game stuff.
Mm.
And I'll get to that when I get through the main story stuff, and I will. So I'm level 35 now. I think I was 27. When I started on, I think it was last Saturday when I started proper going for it. So I've moved up quite a few levels. I'm enjoying what I'm playing.
Yeah, it's not a bad game.
It's not.
I'd miss the old one. I don't know why.
I feel like this game, I've said this every time, and this game is screaming out for people to play in a multiplayer, like fashion. And you sit in a Discord and just chatting nonsense, just spamming the buttons and just going through it and not really paying attention.
Yeah,
it's certainly it's a podcast game where you don't really have to be switched on. You know, you're just going through the motions and just enjoying what you're doing. But I'm just playing it on my own, and nobody I know that has it, and people I know have it. Like somebody saw me playing it in the week and sent a message, went, "You alright? What are you doing?" Someone just messaged me in like Blizzard chat or whatever it was. I don't know what it was. And I saw they were in Discord talking. I was like, "What are you mithering me for?" He was like, "Oh, I see you're doing Diablo." And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "You want to play?" I was like, "Unless you want to come and help me do the story stuff, which you ain't. Everyone's done the story and all playing season stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just miles behind, and no one's going to want to play with me doing that stuff now at this point. So I'm just head down into it. That's where I'm just going for it. So I'm doing that. I'm hoping to have that done now. I've played a little bit more Viewfinder. I want to finish this game so much because I hear people raving about it, and it's very good.
Is that the one with like the pictures within pictures from?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've seen someone play it. It's that's very, very good. Yeah.
It's very good. I've tried to play it and I got stuck on a level and I put it down and I just need a fresh pair of eyes, and I need to walk away from it and come back to it and probably do it immediately.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't fathom, get my head around what it wanted me to do. I thought I'd figured it out. I thought I'd figured what it wanted me to do.
Yeah.
But I couldn't quite reach the teleporter to get out of the map, of the world. I kept falling off the world to do it. And I was like, okay, let's reset and I'll rejiggle the pictures to get it just right so I can get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Could I get it anywhere near like what I did before to replicate, to get it, to almost get it? I couldn't get anywhere close. I was like, I'm just turning it off. I'm just frustrated.
Yeah, I've watched people do like, you need like 3 batteries. So they put 1 battery, take a picture, and then put that picture so you've got 2 batteries and then take that back. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I was like, I had to be awake to watch it because I was just like, excuse me.
So the premise, like you have like worlds where you have a picture and you put the picture into the, place the picture, and then the picture you can then, the picture like becomes part of the world. You step sort of into the picture.
Yeah.
There becomes a point where they're like, it's like separate like hubs, and they all have like a set of levels on each hub, and then they all kind of have a different like puzzle dynamic. There's one where you have like a series of like images on slats on a wall or something like that, and you've kind of got to line it up in your first person perspective and line it up just right, and then it kind of sinks in, and then you can step into it. And then, like you said,
mind-bending.
There's one where there's a part where you actually get the camera.
Okay.
So instead of just taking pictures that are in the world, there is an actual camera that you can then take pictures yourself. So then you become the person who is solving the problems kind of freestyle then, because then you're the answers aren't on the board for you sort of thing. They aren't there in front of you. You've got to think a little bit outside the box and take the pictures yourself. And then sometimes it can be in and out of you can clear an entire world in and out immediately. No problems whatsoever. And then sometimes, like I did, spend 15, 20 minutes on a level and just turn it off because I just don't have the mentality to think what this is.
The fact that it had like different art styles as well, that was...
The art style thing is very clever.
Oh my god, that was... When I was watching the video, it was like going through like a sketch and then like pop art and then like...
Yes, it's like an oil painting type thing.
It was just
beautiful. It's very cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And you can do it. Apparently the game's about 5 hours. So
not too bad.
So it's not massive at all, which is why I kind of think it's attainable.
Yeah.
And even if I bang my head against it enough, I'll get through it.
You'll know.
So I'm hoping to have that finished as well by the next time we finish. And because I finished Final Fantasy, I finally caved and got Dead Island 2 because I really wanted to play Dead Island 2. And it was 25% off.
Not bad.
And I was like, right, okay. Let's play some. So I've played about the first hour of Dead Island 2.
Yeah.
I like running around and drop kicking things.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's all that game is. It's ridiculous. It's just it's like, oh my god, what's that other one called?
Dying Light.
Yeah, it's like Dying Light, but funner.
But less dynamic, and there's no free running.
Yeah, you just go around. Yeah. Who are you playing? Are you playing as a girl, boy?
Yes, I'm playing the Irish girl.
Yeah, I think
each character has different sets, different abilities, but the stats are all different on them.
Yeah,
and there's a reason I picked the Irish girl, and I can't remember now. I don't know whether it was, I think it might have been stamina. I think I liked the fact that she had a certain amount of stamina.
Yeah.
And I like the skill system where they're like cards.
Yeah.
Your skill tree is like you unlock cards and then you pick one or the other.
Yeah.
And then you can put them in and then you can modify them cards and stuff like that. That seems cool. I'm not a massive fan of durability on weapons.
No, it's always been a
but annoyance. I feel like there's that many weapons that you could at your disposal. Like,
yeah, right, yeah.
I'm complaining about durability on weapons, but then loving Zelda. the amount of weapons. I was like looking, going, oh, this weapon's really good, but it's nearly dead.
Yeah,
and then you can repair the weapons, though. That's something at least. Yeah. But then again, like I say, I turned around the corner, picked up two more wrenches and two pool cues. I was like, well, I'm not like I'm just punching people.
No.
So I'm playing that. It's incredibly gory. I didn't even think about it when I was watching other videos of it, you know, people playing it. But my word, you are just lopping people's arms and heads off and stomping on heads. And, ugh, it was grim, one of them, where you stomp, there's like a video, like a cutscene, who stomps on someone's head and you're like, ugh. Ugh, it's like an Easter egg.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
It's just a fun, ridiculous game.
Yes, it is. It is. So I will slowly tick away at that, I suppose. Now,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's what, a month. Got a month until Starfield.
Oh, is it only a month away?
September 1st. If you are playing the 5 days early access, which I will be.
Kevin,
September 1st.
A 5 day early access, Kevin.
Just how do I do that?
You need the deluxe version. I don't know.
Does it have to be the digital version?
No, you can do any of them. Any of the
deluxe versions. It has to be because it's on Xbox and I only have digital Xbox.
Oh, well, yes, that is a good point. Game Pass. But it's on Game Pass.
Yes, but it's not 5 days early, is it?
Yes, but I don't know whether... You remember when Forza was on Game Pass and you could pay that 30 quid upgrade to get the upgrade to the deluxe edition of that and you got it 5 days earlier, whether it was.
Okay. I'll look into it.
So that might be worth looking at. Might be worth looking into.
Yes, you would need the digital. And then you've got Spider-Man on like the 6th of September.
No, it's October. It's October, is it? Spider-Man. Yeah.
Where have I got September 20th
of October
from?
Or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's
I think maybe because the Spider-Man controller's probably coming out earlier, didn't you? So
that's probably what it is. But there's a few coming out. You've got...
Yes.
Is Assassin's Creed this year or is that next year?
Yes, Mirage.
Yeah. So
it's going back to more traditional style of game.
No, they need to go back to... Not Odyssey. No, yes.
They're going back to more...
Well, they're going back.
Yeah, they're going back to like 2 and 3 sort of standard style.
I'll give it a go because
I'm holding out on it and waiting until reviews and see what people say before I jump in on it because I'm as much as I hate the fact that the game is 800 hours in Assassin's Creed these days.
Yeah,
I like all of the loot system over here, but apparently there's no loot system in this new one. It's all more like the old one where you have the blades and the blades will just one shot everything.
Oh no! I like having the weapons. They're the fun bits.
That isn't in it. It's all more like the old ones. What was the last one before Syndicate?
Yeah.
And I don't think Syndicate had like a weapon system. I think Origins brought in all like the loot based system and all the kind of RPG kind of thing, didn't it?
Oh, that would be a shame.
Yeah, we'll see what it's like. That's out this year at some point.
Yeah.
But anyway, that is your lot. That's everything for today.
Well, in that case, we'll wrap things up there. If you would like to follow us on the internet, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And out Pab 1986.
And we'll see you next week, boys and girls.
Toodle pip.
Thanks for listening, folks.